Welcome back, everyone. Going into the final portion here of Roleplay Swan Song, week 21. Adam, what's up?
So you're in, it's 3 hours later. It's like dusk in this like beautiful, like white and silver city. It's like what people in the 60s dreamed the beautiful future of Earth would be like.
Is it like, you know, the monorail, like, Simpsons episode?
Yeah. It's like this technological utopia of like, yeah, beautiful, tall, shining buildings, and like the atmosphere is perfect and clean, and the like weather is great. And you're approaching the city on the monorail, kind of just as the sun is setting. So you're getting this like beautiful, like golden light on everything. As you're approaching, Higgs, on your personal compad, you get a text message, that just says, glad to see you made it. Cafe Luna, 2 hours. Zion Square, and at the bottom, this it's just signed off like Dr. Graves.
Mr. S, we got the coordinates and everything. Be there in about two Fantastic. Hours, I think.
Very good. I just continue reading and shopping and swiping on my data pad.
Same here.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm probably getting so like, maybe you see me like, if it's a monorail, I start at one side and I try to like keep as level as possible, and I'll walk really slow like a crab to try to get like a pan of what we're looking at.
Awesome. We'll yeah, I mean, these are like there's that. Some really beautiful like external shots too, like just
get a bunch of that stuff.
Fantastic vistas. And so what is it like being on like a TL3 planet? Like, what would it be like for you to come from like a less clean, like grimier future on the Swan Song to like a cleaner, more like a beautiful past with like less tech? Like, you're noticing like your combat doesn't connect to their local network properly and stuff, and like everything feels like really like low tech, but it's better kept up perfectly.
What do you think, Mr. S?
Yeah,
Mr. S has slept inside of an animal to live through the winter of a night, so he's
it's just another thing on the
this
list.
This is fine. Yeah. Cool.
How you feel?
I think I'm enjoying it more than I would most things. Like, I'm treating it as an actual vacation.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like, you got a lot of space, and like everyone's really polite.
Very blue.
You don't notice any like there are a little patronizing. Like if people have like conversations with you, there's a little bit of a like, oh, isn't that interesting? And how quaint, and like they're talking to children, but they're Higgs, like polite and kind.
Higgs does not care, or he'll probably pick up on that, but he's totally confident and does not care.
Cool. Okay. So you arrive at Enlightenment Station, there's a big LED like display of various like sites in the city, and like if you need a cab, like here's a station you can go and do that at, and there's like, you know, public transportation that you can take to various places, and it looks like this square, like Enlightenment Square, is it's only like an hour's walk from here, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we just start walking.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you arrive at Cafe Luna. It's sitting at the corner of like a huge open grassy like square, and in the middle there's a there's like a marble statue of several what look like several like heads of state and scientists. You know, one of them's like holding a scroll and like reading it, and the other is like doing some calculations. And there's this little quaint little cafe on the corner, and they've got some tables outside, and there's some music playing from the inside, and there's one of the Thoens is standing outside, lighting some like lanterns as you approach.
Okay, I'd maybe just like clear my throat, make sure he saw us walk in or something like that.
Okay, yeah, they look at you from the like little ladder that they're on and seem like kind of startled, like, oh, off-worlders. Somebody else, like a server, comes out and asks you, I guess they ask you like for two?
We're here, and I'm kind of like looking at Mr. S. We're here to pick up a package. I think we're meeting with and I look at the message, and Dr. Graves?
Yes, the doctor. This way, please.
That was awkward. Fantastic. Yes.
Okay. So in the back, there is a an older Thoen. They have glasses on, and they're wearing just like a nice kind of like a wool suit. It's probably not actually wool because they don't have sheep on this planet, but whatever. Like a tweed suit. And they're reading a novel when you walk in. And they look up and like adjust their glasses and put the novel on the table. The two of you walk up to the table.
I too do enjoy reading from time to time, sir.
He smiles, looks at the two of you. Please sit. And gestures for you to sit down.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. I'm not sure if Mr. S might not sit down. We'll see. This is Mr. S. I'm Mr. Wilbur Higgins III, by the way. It's nice to meet you. I put my hand out.
He shakes your hand. It's kind of like a firm, dry handshake. He says, as the fleet captain said you would be coming, I'm glad you made it to the planet without any trouble. I expected there to be more of you.
This is all that's here. Me and him, we do our business, just the two of us.
Very well. You can rest assured that I have the fleet captain's package. Everything went more or less without any trouble. Certainly nothing for Saito to worry about. Now, I don't have it here. It's much too large, but we can arrange to have it delivered to your ship. We're going to have to be a bit discreet.
What does that mean? What does discreet mean?
Let me explain. Let me explain, and we'll fade out and fade back up on the ship. So, Prosper and Piani, what are you doing when these two are away?
I guess I would. I don't really have much to do at this point. Let's see. Prosper, do you have anything?
Are we connected to the space net on this planet?
Yeah, they have like a research network where all the various like universities and facilities share their data. It's not much used by the general populace, but it's a way of like moving information around, and it piggybacks on the general communications system of the planet.
Yeah. Prosper's in his room and he's got like three or four data pads open, right? And like all of them have like a copy of the. Is there a primary text for the Order of the Annunciation? I think we talked about that.
The order is. Somebody asked me this in the Q&A once. Like, is the order more like the modern Catholic Church, or is it like Christianity in the year 900? And it's the latter. It's like a fragmented. Like you all believe the same basic thing, but to the point where the order of Annunciation, even in the same like splinter of the religion. There's disagreement. So no, there's no one main text. There's just a lot of like scholars and priests that debate these things.
So like I've got like articles where the same scholar is speaking on the same issue but has used different language, and like I've got different scholars who are speaking on the same issue, and I'm just like I'm like frantically taking notes down on like just a green data slate by hand or something like that.
Okay.
And I just like I think I just kind of sigh. And then I just like thumb all of them off, put my data pad to the side, and like pull out my like, you know, browser screen or whatever. Yeah. And I just I open up my email client, and in the to field I type Alana.Durant@order.com or whatever.
Sure, yeah. Cabral.gov.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I guess what I'm asking for is like, you know, I say something like, you know, Madame Durant, it's been quite a while. Our last conversation proved very fruitful, and I would like to extend my great thanks to you for your assistance in that. I have please take this as a token of my gratitude, and I just attach, you know, a gratuity of 1,000 credits to it. Mm-hmm. And then I are there areas of knowledge that I've been locked away from due to my ranking on in the Order of the Annunciation? I'm trying to get a more official record of information that La Fantôme has sent out directly.
Mm. Okay. You can make a Culture Cabral roll if you want to get a general assessment of that.
Can I pre-spend points on Culture Cabral?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, I'm already at 1.
Yeah.
No, but is it a class skill for me?
Your home planet culture is always a class skill for you.
Okay, then the new level plus 1 is still 3. Shit! Yeah. I only have 2 unspent skill points. Okay. Well, I'm going to just roll it at plus 1.
All right.
I got an 8.
Oh, nice.
Okay. There's lots of stuff that you don't necessarily get told about. Only the high priests, really get to know everything. The ones who commune with La Fantôme directly. Mm-hmm. So there's probably lots of stuff you're missing. You're a pawn. You're a knight at best on the great chessboard of their maneuverings.
Yeah. So I'd like to get access to some things more bishop related. You know, move one step closer.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's kind of
everything, this is the thing, all of your research and your thinking and stuff, you're going to need to go home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you're going to need to put in some FaceTime, and you're going to need to, get access to the home base archives.
Yeah. That's already super clear to me. And I've already put that idea forward to the crew and whatnot. So I'm pretty sure that Cabral is on the way in our next destination.
I was going to say, 3 of the 4 people on the crew have a reason to go there right now. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'll be in the area soon. Being in close proximity to L'Enfant has raised questions I didn't even know I had. I'm looking for answers from a higher authority. And any help that you could give me on this would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
That sort of thing. And then I just click send.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool. So back on the in the city, Sicarian and Higgs, you guys, the doctor tells you. Oh, yeah, someone else?
I forgot. And then I open up my browser and I start Googling cyberware. Enter.
Nice. So space googling. You start googling it. Okay.
I search Spoogle.
Yeah, Spoogle. That's it. Canon.
Canon. Spoogle.
And that's all.
So cool. So you start looking that up. Dr. Graves explains to you basically the terms of his arrangement or their arrangement with Fleet Captain Saito. So Saito wants to get his hands on some research that Graves had been working on. Graves smuggled it out of the lab, and it's your job to get it off the planet. And it should be fine, right? He's got it here, he's got the research, but it's a little clunky. It's not just data. There's a specimen that needs transport. So he takes you around back of the cafe, and there's an alley, and there's a little moving truck kind of back there. And when he gets back there, Higgs, he just throws you the keys.
But I thought you were having it brought to our ship. What is this ship?
He shakes his head. He's like, "This is as far as I can go. You can take the vehicle to your ship, load the cargo. Leave the vehicle behind. It's not registered to anyone. Someone will pick it up. It's fine. And away you go."
And do you have any special advice on how we should transport this?
He shrugs. "I would be gentle with it if I were you. It's not going to explode or anything, but Fleet Captain said it would be very upset if it was damaged."
"Oh, well, between me and you, the last time we did this, we have a... Hey, fuck, we've transported some crazy shit. So what exactly is this?
He says, would you like to take a look?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So the two of you
make our face melt.
Yeah.
We look at
The two of you come around the back, and he grabs the edge, and he rolls the shutter back up. And in there, the light, you know, from the alley, like, goes into the back of the vehicle, and you can see at first what looks like it looks like a small enclosed, like a glass or like plexiglass box full of water. There's some kind of like computer like terminal next to it, and then like a battery or a generator. He says, "Don't worry, the computer is not keeping it alive or anything. It's just monitoring information." I didn't know if it was necessary.
What the fuck is it? What is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
work is it.
He says, "Gentlemen," and he gestures. He's like, "This is Howard. Go on." And he like gestures for you to get up.
I kind of just walk away, and you just see me like I'm just cursing every other word.
I go look at the water. Okay. I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You climb in the back. Okay. So there's a bunch of rocks in the bottom, and like a little like castle. And you see like hiding kind of behind, like trying to hide behind some of the rocks. There's like an octopus. Just like in the back of the in the back of the aquarium. It's like a.
What is an octopus?
I see a
yes,
fucking
a Siri.
Octopus,
what's the
octopus? And I kind of look at him and I go, "Its name is Howard."
His name is Howard. It's a man, male.
No, it's not.
He looks at you.
It might be a male, but it is not a man. Look, I can get the blue. But this is a step beyond that. Does it speak? Does it understand?
So you hear a voice come from the computer. I do.
This Hello. Is growing very slowly. Look.
You just hear me in the background. You just hear Higgs from probably like 10 feet away. And he just goes, "Son of a bitch!"
I'm like really close to the glass. How big is the octopus?
I mean, it's like his whole body is about the size of your head, and then his tentacles. Like, he's a normal size, like kind of orangey colored octopus.
What? Howard, my name is Mr. Sakarian. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Sakarian. And it's coming on this like really like computery voice. I'm Howard.
Howard, what's your last name?
I don't have a last name. I'm an octopus.
Sakarian, stop talking to the fucking octopus.
Fucking talking octopus.
I know, and that's weird as shit, Mr. Sakarian. We can't... God damn it. It's probably like the king of the fucking sea or some shit.
I've gone from a thunder gun to a talking octopus, and it hasn't even been... It's been a month.
I know.
I mean, we call him a talktopus, but you can call him that.
Oh, no.
So the little, like, yeah, the little voice box, like, he's just like... Yeah, he's like, "You don't look like the scientist, Mr. Sakarian. You're very large. What are you wearing? Is that your shell?"
"It is an assault armor."
"What is an assault armor?"
Mr. Sakarian, you've already said too much. The octopus will soon take over the world. Just stop. Just no more.
I'm going to be its friend then if it does, for damn sure.
Oh, my God.
Howard, we're here to transport and protect you. I will have many conversations with you. I think you and I are going to be fast friends.
Okay, I would like to be your friend, Mr. Sakarian. Where are we going?
Oh, you're going to some thug or some shit. I can't tell. But there's going to be traveling in between, and I have so many questions. As I'm sure you do as well.
Yes, I have many questions. Why am I in this truck? Where are we going? Is
that
your
shell? All right, Mr.
Where are your tentacles? What color are you? I can't
see
you.
Very politely looks up to the scientist and says, "Is there an off switch to the external?"
Can you please make this thing stop talking? I'm sorry, sir.
He puts his hands up. He's like, "Can you stop anyone in your crew from talking?" It's a...
Oh, God.
You understand we're not octopuses, right?
You say that to the octopus?
No, to him.
He shakes his head. Yes, of course. Obviously. But Higgs... I'm sorry, Captain Higgs. Are you familiar with the concept of uplifting? Do you have this where you're from?
Are you talking about like the Church of Jesus, like an uplifting? Like, what do you mean by uplifting?
No, no, no. Nothing as silly as that. It's the process by which subsentient entities are given sentience by way of science, genetic manipulation.
He said science, Mr.
Hold on.
Higgs.
I know, and I need to stop you right there because I lied about the books. I don't read. I have never read before. And frankly, anything you're saying to me right now is above my head, but not my pay grade, as I like to say.
So he's holding his like book in his hands, and he like puts it in your hands, and he's like, "Well, you can start here. I'm done with my work. I'm going to go and have a drink. But you two gentlemen have a great day, and be careful with Howard there. We put a lot of time and money."
I put my hand on Mr. Higgs' shoulder, and I say, "Mr. Higgs, as far as things that need to get done are concerned, transporting an octopus is going to be extremely easy. I cannot imagine an army, a rogue artificial intelligence, nuclear warhead. I don't think any of that is in our horizon.
You're going to get us killed.
He's gently passing along this talking octopus. I will keep it in my room, and we'll be done with it, and then we can go ahead and take the remains or the shell of the man.
I swear to God, if Saito... Howard...
Leave it to me.
Howard, please do not... Just keep quiet, okay? You're going to raise a lot of questions when we go through customs and all that. Just keep to yourself. If someone asks, don't respond to them, because they're going to ask why we bought you. You're a pet to us, and that's all it is, okay, Howard? And don't respond to that question. Just put your thing. Give me a tentacle shake or something. I don't know.
So Howard has like stuck himself up against the glass, and you just see his little beak like opening and closing, and he's just like looking. And you've noticed that as like since Sicarian, since you've gotten on board, he like into the back of the ship, his color has changed. So he's not this kind of like rock orange anymore. He's the exact same color as your armor. And he's just sitting there, like scraping his beak on the.
When we get aboard the ship, I'll let you know. We'll have all the conversations. I'll answer literally every single question you have. But until then, you must pretend to be quiet.
You're just a simple octopus, right, Howard? Don't respond. doesn't
say anything.
That's a test.
Okay.
Can I usher Mr. Higgs, I guess, to just drive us off back to the ship?
Yeah, and I wheel down all the stuff, and we got a drive ahead of us, and we start driving.
All right, so, Sicarian, are you driving vehicle?
Higgs usually drives, I guess, so I just I have it on my lap, or if it's too big.
Well, is this a vehicle grab?
No, it's vehicle
God
land.
Damn it,
so
I took that skill like the first day.
Hey, you used it in the first session.
There was a grab.
Okay. So you get in and you guys head off, and I guess that's like maybe the last thing you see is like the sun setting on the truck and like the novel, like I guess you forgot you're holding it or whatever. You get in the thing, you throw it on the dash, and it's like a Thoian like translation of like an ancient Earth comic book. It just is like Ranma half on the front, and we like get that as in the shot as the like sun goes down, and you drive off on the highway towards the South Pole.
Great.
With an octopus in tow.
Fantastic.
So, good job, everybody.
All right.
Got XP.
Yeah, we did get XP.
You did get XP. You did mission.
That's true.
Man, that shit's crazy.
I gotta say, this week's Mirror Shades and Swan Song have... I feel like it's up the game since last week. For some reason, I don't know
why. I think it's because they both hit a milestone, right? Like, we're not that far from episode 10 and episode 20 on each one. And these things seem to go in, like, a 10-episode kind of arc.
Yeah.
So we're getting into some new stuff in both shows, but I agree with you. Like,
you know, that was also true of the West Marches. Like, episode 10-ish was, like, finally murdering the disease lady and meeting the serpents and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, well, let's do some shout-outs here. Jeff, why don't you start us off?
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. As always, just an absolute blast. One of the gems of the week for me, for sure. Just if you haven't already, just do consider making sure and following us all on Twitter. Mine's EG in Control. I stream on Twitch, in Control TV, where it's mostly StarCraft 2, some CSGO. And then my YouTube, I'll in the future be doing more content. There's going to be no promises with that shit. I got so much fucking cameras in my face, I can't keep track of all of it, so it's really hard. But there will be some Warhammer content on there. I'm going to have terrain. I've got a table, and it'll look really nice. And since a lot of you nerds are like-minded people like myself, I'm going to give a little plug to frontlinegaming_TV as well. They stream every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. PDT Warhammer, and it's just really cool. They were stoked they got front page last night, and they had 1,700 people watching them play with little space toys on the table, which that's they were pretty awesome. Really excited. Yeah, they were stoked. So that's it. Stuff. Thank you, guys.
Cool stuff. Wheat, do some shout-outs.
Yo, thanks for joining us for Swan Song tonight. Tomorrow I'll be doing that Witcher pre-stream show that will take place from 4 to 7 p.m. PT. I'll be doing that with Co-Carnage, Elohim, and Zombie Unicorn. And, I mean, I just get to like watch Witcher 3 for 3 hours, so it's pretty fantastic for me.
Yeah, I'm super envious. That's going to be awesome. Yeah, I'll tune in for sure.
It literally is one of those, like, sit on the couch and go, wow, this is part of my job. Like, that's pretty great. Also, Twitch Weekly on Friday and then this weekend. I'm definitely going to see Mad Max. Going to take the fam for a good old family outing to that. And then I'll probably stream some Counter-Strike. Seems to be my game of choice. So, Jeff, maybe soon.
We'll please do, play. Man. Please do. Love to.
That's it.
Are they playing the PS4 version tomorrow? Do you know what they're playing?
That is actually a great question. I believe it's PC, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
So I will try to find out right away tomorrow.
Yeah, if you guys do PC, I'm sure the internet will fucking love you guys for it. So
right, that would be the way to go.
Yeah.
If I was doing it, I would go.
Yep.
PC for you, JP.
Steven, do some shout-outs.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Man, Prosper's got to, like, deal with some stuff, y'all.
Yeah, you got some heavy shit to work out.
Yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, at Silent Osiris. That was zero. It's the same everywhere. I'm a game and level designer in Montreal, and I'm looking to stream some more content for you sometime soon. Still haven't finished Titan Souls. Would like to finish that and
come
then start
on, man.
Something
that's
new.
A 2-hour game. Finish that shit.
It's just because I haven't played it in forever, dude. also hoping that I can go see Mad Max this weekend because it looks amazing. So,
yeah.
I think that's it. Was I excited about something? I thought I was, like a game or something. I don't know why I would be excited about a game. That's all I've got.
There you go.
There.
Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Big shout-outs to David Brin fans in the audience who know where that uplift shit came from. Also, everybody else for coming. This was a good episode. Like JP was saying, I think we're hitting some strides with all the shows. It's really fun. So if you are into what I'm putting down, follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm streaming Heroes of the Storm pretty regularly, finishing up Shadow of Mordor, playing Reign of Kings, going to be doing Witcher next week. Lots and lots of content from me. Obviously, if you're not already watching Mirror Shades, do it. Go back and do it. This weekend, I will be bringing back the Mad Russian for some West Marches action. I am super
excited.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to play with any of those folks. So,
I think someone already commented that, like, seeing Strippin play with Adam, Lord, yeah, Galahan with Grigori is going to be amazing.
We're either going to be the best of friends or there's going to be some butting heads. We'll see.
Yep,
true.
So that's it. That's me. I'm all over
and
the place.
And your Q&A, right?
Yeah, and it's up already. I posted the link in chat. I'll do that again. And hit up JP's subreddit for Q&A if you have questions. I'm sure you do. There are always questions. And we'll see you over there after the show.
Cool stuff. As Adam said, West March is this Saturday at 3 o'clock Eastern. It's Pocket Strippin' Zeke, a.k.a. Ezekiel_II, and Adam with Steven DMing. That'll be Saturday. Tomorrow evening, myself and Jeff will be on Roleplay Solemn. I think that's at 8 o'clock Eastern. Are you guys doing a Being Everything Else on Friday? Is that a thing? I don't know.
No, we're getting ready for Season 2. We're getting guests. Guests ready, so we're going to take a couple extra weeks to do that.
Sounds good. All right, so no Being Everything Else on Friday. We'll probably just play Kingdom Hearts all day. something Friday. I don't know.
What? Is there a new Kingdom Hearts?
No, I'm only playing the, I'm playing the second one. It's just HDified.
Oh. Yeah.
It's actually remarkable. It's actually remarkable how well that game holds up still.
With the really held up too. I played through that one. It is, yeah, like you said, surprising.
It is the only game that Anna got excited about and then proved to be an actual good game for me. So
I got through Mulan, and man, it's good. It's a good. I played that game as a kid. It's good to play it again. So that's that. Wait, how did Skype not cut us off at 4 hours?
Remember
when we already started
this? We all crashed down.
Mysterious crash.
But that was at like 3 hours and 15.
Yeah, it was very strange.
None of it makes sense. We can also say next week on Wednesday, right at the same time, we'll be doing Swan Song again. So that's 8 o'clock Eastern. I'll get that put up on the site. Oh, and I do want to mention everyone over on the subreddit, the sticky thread at the top is from Daniel, my graphics guy. We've got a redone work in progress of the schedule. We're looking for feedback and all that stuff. So go give your feedback. You can find out some more stuff that we're looking on doing for the website that we need you to help with. So do that. I don't think Mirror's Edge shirt still available for the next 10 days. Drop Frames earlier with Lyric is up on YouTube. So if you missed that, feel free to go over to youtube.com/MJP and watch that. I think that's it. I'm going to go pass out. We'll see you guys later. Have a good night. Bye-bye.